The Yes on 66 campaign has nearly 20 field offices opened across the state and multiple television ads running.
What have you written so far? Nice work.
More teacher aides for $133 a year. Amendment 66 puts the money in the classroom. Big change, small price.
Supporters say the goal of the amendment is to help schools reduce class sizes, provide full-day kindergarten for every child, and expand the preschool program for at-risk children.
This is an incredible opportunity that is not an opportunity that's going to come around often.
Chris Watney heads the nonprofit Colorado Children's Campaign.
It'd be very disappointing if we didn't support this as a state, because I think it would change the way we're educating students.
The proposal would also change how the state funds schools and pay for reforms already in state law, such as a measure to tie teacher performance to student achievement. Governor John Hickenlooper calls the proposal transformative.
If we want to educate our kids for 21st century jobs, right, which is, I think, the responsibility of every parent, every elected official, every business leader, this is how it's done.
Opponents of the amendment are quick to point out that all of these reforms will be accomplished by raising income taxes. If approved, the tax rate would increase 8% for incomes up to $75,000. Incomes above that will be taxed at a higher rate. Kelly Maher is a spokeswoman for Coloradans for Real Education Reform, which is trying to defeat the measure.
The biggest hurdle they have to overcome is they are going to the voters and they're saying, shall taxes increase by a giant number with a lot of zeros after it? And that's a tough one.
2 years ago, Colorado voters overwhelmingly struck down a different tax increase proposed for schools. But amendment supporter Chris Watney says this measure is different.
Because it not only comes with additional resources for our students, but it comes with real reform and some really innovative approaches to make sure that our kids are getting what they need.
But Kelly Maher takes issue with those claims.
Everybody at the table wants education in Colorado to be better. We all want it to be better, but there's no assurances that any of the outcomes are actually going to get better for Colorado's families.
Even supporters agree that passage of the amendment is a tall order. The business group Colorado Succeeds recently endorsed the measure, but Governor Hickenlooper notes that most of the business community isn't on board.
They couldn't get their arms around the tax increase. That's life. We accept that. It's what makes horse races, right? It's what makes democracy function.
A recent report from the University of Colorado Leeds School of Business says Amendment 66 would have a neutral or slightly positive long-term impact. The study says the tax increase would be a drag on the state's economy, but also notes that an educated workforce would mean fewer people are incarcerated or on public assistance. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.